So yes, I put yeah. in every person that I was dating.
Yeah.
My ex-husband, I put him in. Hates when I mention him on the show. Sorry, sweetheart. But anyway, I put him in. And it just didn't have great compatibility. It was just like, you know, fine.
So how did Graziano come? That's Italian, right?
Italian.
Because one of my good friends when I was in junior high, his name was Joey Graziano.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, I just met Joey, Paul Graziano.
Joey Graziano. It's like, that's how you got to say
it. He's so New York, isn't
yeah,
he?
It's like, this to be captured, these kind of moments.
No, it's all filmed. We're keeping it all in.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to keep it all in. It's
this is going to be our show.
Yeah, this is so good. We should actually have mics for the guests sometimes because I think that they have great points.
Yeah. An overhead or something, right?
Something, an overhead, exactly. So this is what I was saying. So we did our pattern, right?
Right.
Birth date, time, location, very specific. You'll know this as an astrologer. And my God, me and my partner it was like, this is almost breaking the app. The most exceptional connection.
Wow.
And I have done it for, and I'm telling you, every person I was dating before, and every time it was spot on. Spot on!
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, this is really interesting. I was like, so the connection is exactly as is, but it's... Uh-huh. You know, we go through cycles together and I'm like learning. He's a Gemini and they have their own, what do you call it? Private laboratory.
They have their cave they go into. It's their private lab that they go into and there's nothing you can do to make them come out of it until they decide it's time. You'll be knocking. You in there?
Yeah.
No answer.
No, you have to just go out and let them do that
thing.
And
when they come out, everything's going to be just fine when they come out, by the way. It's all going to be good when they come out.
It's like nothing happened.
It's like nothing happened.
For 2 months, I was so offended. I was like, he hates me. I'll say this guy absolutely hates me.
I cannot stress to my clients, and look, I work in the capacity as a psychic and a shaman, but I'm not an astrologer, but I tell them, listen, if you are interested in raising your kids in a way that I think will be very beneficial and easy for you, is learn astrology about how to raise a Scorpio child, how to raise a Taurus child, and then go by the gender too, and go, okay, how to raise a Taurus girl, how to raise whatever. Just try to be as specific as you can.
Wow.
You know, no matter how the kid identifies or whatever, it's still about that sign. Okay? And your parents will have a much better time. You cannot raise an Aries child the way you would. Well, you can't raise an Aries child anyway. You don't.
But you guys like this?
You just hang out with them.
Children's signs.
Aries kids, you just hang out with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't. You can't raise. They're unparentable.
Have you got an
Aries? They're unparentable.
Oh God.
Right. Two.
We have an older and the youngest.
Right.
Aries.
So you don't
leave them alone.
Yeah, you just leave them alone.
Oh my God.
You there for them when they need, you know, a Band-Aid or some
my
food.
My ex was an Aries, wasn't he? My ex-husband. Michael, 5th of April.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry about the name drop. He absolutely hates
Aries.
Him, and I mentioned him, but he was an Aries, and oh my God, you couldn't parent him even as a wife. Like, you couldn't tell
there
him.
There is nothing.
Like, babes, I need you to do this. Nagging? Forget it. It was horrendous.
You've actually now done the opposite. It's never going to happen.
Them.
They'd rather die.
Never.
They would rather die. Literally rather die.
Literally. Yes. I was like, don't buy the house again.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I'm good. I was like, don't do it again. You're going to miss. You're throwing at this thing. Stop trying to buy this one house. It was gambling. It was like an auction.
Yes.
Like, stop.
That is what they hear.
Oh,
so.
My God. Every time.
Yeah. I know it's, but you know they're an adventure. I enjoy them personally, but you gotta understand
it. He was a great guy. I don't have anything bad to say, but it was just I couldn't get my point. Even now though, with the Gemini, my beautiful current partner, I can't.
Because,
good luck trying to tell them.
Well,
what
because
to
as
do.
A Capricorn, you have a need to know.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And Gemma's like, you have no need to know. This is the CIA lockdown here. It's on.
Especially like that. Yeah. I'm like, when we met, I was like, where do you live? He's like, what else do you want? My
we
social
live
security.
Somewhere.
I
yeah.
was like, what do you mean, babe?
You want to know who's the perfect example of one? He was and kind of is the ultimate Gemini.
Yes.
Prince.
Really?
Yeah. So Prince didn't live in LA or New York.
He did.
He lived in the suburbs of Minneapolis.
Did he? Really?
Yes. Not in Minneapolis, which is just, you know, it's a small city, but it's a city. No, he lived in the suburbs. Like I drove past
like
his house.
40,000 people there or something.
I don't know.
Maybe that's Minnesota. I don't know. Don't ask me about
No offense to everybody in Minnesota. She doesn't know.
Yeah. great people of that 40,000.
Right. Is she good?
Yeah. So, you could be like a big fish in a small pond. I would love that. But anyway.
That's what Prince was. Anyway, Prince was this. He was like, I'm not even Prince anymore. Here's my symbol for my name. Don't ask me any questions. You figure it out. How do you pronounce it? You figure it out. I'm an artist.
God, I love that.
So that is where he was. And,
I wanted to call my daughter a number, like 444.
Yeah.
I know that's really weird
to a lot of people. That's my wife's numbers, actually.
Is it really? My boyfriend has it tattooed on his face.
Yeah, don't take your ATM card because now you know.
No, literally.
Now you need to change it.
444, that's so beautiful. I don't know. It's this something about, but carry on. So Prince,
Prince, it's interesting because I have channeled messages from him. I haven't channeled him, meaning I haven't felt him come through the body. So what is happening when we channel? When we channel.
Yeah.
By the way, everybody watching, you have channeled something or you have channeled a task or an action. So for example, channeling is when you step out of the way and you allow that energy to flow through you and it will land where it's supposed to land without too much control from you. Mm. How many times have you said something where you're like, who just said that? I can't believe I just said that to this person. Mm. But it landed. You were channeling some higher consciousness of yourself. Mm. Now, there also have been times where you don't remember what you said or you did. Mm-hmm. You're on that stage. Maybe your partner knows this when he's on stage, that there's a moment where something takes over and everything becomes a blur. And maybe he doesn't know whether what he did was good or not so good, but he feels right that it went the way it was supposed to.
That definitely.
Preachers channel. People who make cupcakes can channel. You channel making the cupcakes. You get out of the way so something magical can happen without you trying to control.
And that's your ancestors or angels?
We call them spirit guides. Mm-hmm. You know, people who are into channeling, we call them spirit guides. Mm-hmm. Now, spirit guide is a great term because they are in spirit and they're guiding you and yours as you as a spirit. You don't have a spirit. You are a spirit. You don't have a soul. You are a soul. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not the first person to say this, but I'm certainly a person who's going to repeat it. Mm-hmm. But channeling, speaking of information, the information that comes through when people, good channelers channel, it's not attached, I've noticed, to any particular dogma. It is not telling you what to do. It is helping you to understand how you're creating your reality.
Yes.
Okay, that's what good channel, and also perhaps understanding the nature of reality, at least in this plane / planet, same word, plane, planet, plane of existence, planet.
Very okay, interesting.
So at least here, we have certain agreements. Look, here's some agreements. We're not going to fly. You're going to jump off of something, you're going to fall. It's just we've all agreed to the laws of gravity. What do you mean by that? Now we're going into really deep stuff. Now some people are going to be watching going, what do you mean we all agreed? Where we come from as channelers is that there are all of this that we're experiencing as reality was our intentions and thoughts creating this as one big co-created agreement. We're going to have this place called Earth. There's going to be this thing called nature. There's going to be all these different races and all these belief systems, all these different ideas. And we are coming here to do what? In my opinion, from my observation, and from the messages from the guides, I believe that we're here to experience oneness. Quantum physicists may call this singularity. Religious people might call this one God.
Or one consciousness, collective consciousness.
I call it that.
Yeah.
We already are one collective consciousness, even when we disagree.
Yes.
The left arm doesn't do what the right arm does in the same way.
Yeah.
But they're still part of the larger being that is functioning and trying to make things work. Okay. So without going too much into this, I think that I'll just say a few words before I channel. What I do is I'm entering into a state of trance. And that trance, what people call a trance, is really a state of almost like falling asleep while I'm awake. And why that has to happen is that the energy intelligence that is coming through of this spirit guides, and we all have spirit guides. You have spirit guides. Everybody in the studio has spirit guides. They are your team. Okay, now.
Wow, I love that
they're
word.
They're team.
I had a breakthrough, by the way, in whilst we've been here, and you don't often have that level of breakthrough without something really horrendous happening, I think, in your life. But it's actually simply for me being here. I'm so sorry to interrupt. And it was, oh my God, I can connect to my ancestors around me. Stop worrying about the mundane bullshit in my life. Stop worrying about all the little things anymore. Oh, I can't control this. And oh my God, what about this? And just focus on being in touch with my ancestors.
All right, but you're saying a big statement that I'm going to just like now I'm going to blow up some more. You don't have just ancestors from this lifetime. You have ancestors when you looked like me and you looked like her or I looked like you you had different lineages. You're not just one ethnicity. Mm-hmm. You reincarnate.
Yes, yes, okay. Absolutely.
So when you might have been Peruvian in your last lifetime, who was your grandmother then? You're thinking about your ancestors now as Natasha Graciano, who your ancestors are now.
Oh, wow. I've got ancestors from my previous lifetimes. Of course you do. Here.
Of course you do.
Wow.
So sometimes you could be connecting with an ancestor that's not even you're here as a woman of this particular ethnicity.
Because it's the soul.
Thank you.
It's nothing to do with the physical body.
Okay, so now people will say, now I channel many different spirit guides. One of them is Red Eagle. Now, let me explain this. So people go, oh, Native American. I go, yes, but no. They go, but he's a Native American spirit guide. Like, you know, you have a, like I have an Oracle card deck coming out where he, Red Eagle's like Native American.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait for that to come out. You'll have to come back and promote it again on
Thank
the show.
Thank you,
we'll
I'd love
it.
To.
Absolutely.
We'll do it. So I channeled all these messages into the Oracle deck. Now, Red Eagle, the being known as Red Eagle, has lived many, many lifetimes.
Yeah.
He wasn't always Native American. Sometimes he was East Asian. Sometimes he looked like me. Sometimes he looked like you, just like all of us. Now, when he, as a spirit guide, when he comes through,
yes.
He comes through in that avatar.
Right.
We do not have ethnicities on the other side. Come on, people. Do you really think you have genetic DNA when you're not made of a physical form? You don't. You are eternal light, evergreen, ever regenerating energy that is eternal. Wow. So you don't have an ethnicity.
Wow.
A movie I suggest everyone watch is What Dreams May Come with Robin Williams. It came out 20 years ago, but went over a lot of people's heads.
Can you write that down, Mommy? What Dreams May Come.
How sweet is that? Do you know I called my mom Mummy.
Do you?
Because England came into India.
Yeah.
So yes. We learned those terms.
Well, you do have a lot of British things. I was noticing that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's totally like, without
you speak
thinking.
Very many British terms. My mom's only over here a couple
okay,
times
so
a year.
Okay, so when Red Eagle comes through, yes, he had a lifetime as a Native American. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people say, well, how come, why is he coming through you? And I always like to say, because you can get two Indians for the price of one.
The humor in it.
Why not? He's very funny, actually. So it's not about.
Have you ever done eye gazing with somebody?
Yes.
Have you ever done it with your wife?
Yes.
So I did it before with someone, and we sat staring at each other's eyes, candlelight, relaxed, until the physical version of you and I now dissolve.
Yes.
And then it started to blur into a soul.
Yeah.
And then I would see a past life. And I saw Native Indian on the person I was doing it with, and he saw the exact same on me.
So that was your past life you shared together.
Gosh, it was so incredible. And every single time we did it, we could see this older gray head with plaits, like a very specific.
Isn't that incredible?
Leathery skin. It was so specific. And with that person, every time I would see that same thing, and eventually, and then you stay there, and they would just stare at you, and you would just be in that energy.
And you're experiencing it, right? Without, like, you're not mentalizing it. You're just in it.
Yes.
So that state of being, I think we're all trying to get to that level of experiencing the magic of life again. Mm. And so we do all sorts of things to get there. Now what's very popular is... I've been, as a shaman, been leading sacred plant medicine journeys for a long time, but now we're starting to see, and maybe that one day we'll have a discussion about how things like ayahuasca and sacred mushroom psilocybin have been changing the lives of people worldwide.
Wow.
Have been bringing them out of PTSD, helping them in their spiritual rebirth. And these are one of the tools that are part of our ancestry, all of us. No matter what part of the world we are in, we go back far enough, we will find shamans who use plant medicine. So that's something I want to talk to you about one day, but...
I'm very interested. I've never done it, but I have heard from many people and people on the show the powerful effects. And I always say to people, go to the top. Don't go to someone crappy in between. Go to the best.
Someone who's had a lot of experience.
Yes, I know. I've heard about that, about your work from that already, about your plant medicine work. I'll put a link below for anyone who wants to go and discover more in that arena.
Okay, so let's talk about Red Eagle's one of the guides. Now, he has a certain way of talking. He speaks in a deeper voice. He even holds my body differently. He's literally inhabiting my body.
Okay.
Then there are guides who have a British accent. They talk like you, who have a completely different personality.
Wow.
And I've actually channeled books where I go into a trance, I speak for hours, we record it and transcribe it, and that's the book. So this is channeling is also really good for when you're doing your homework, you know.
Wow.
If we can teach this to younger people. So you are really allowing. That's what channeling is. You're allowing. And when you channel, you could be playing a sport. You're allowing yourself to swing the bat or the tennis mm-hmm. racket. You're allowing the music to come through. Mm-hmm. You're playing music. That's what you're doing. And I noticed that with you I haven't watched your show before. I'm totally learning about you now, like you're learning about me. And I, just sitting here with you, your channel it's very open. You might end up channeling some spirit guides one day, and I'm telling you that I know when there's openness because there's an energy that rises out of a person.
Yes.
Right? So it's there.
People always ask me about that energy. They're like, where do you get that energy from? Like, you're always so big. You're like this, you know, this energy, this force of nature is how I'm a motivational speaker. And I'm like, I don't know.
Because you're not getting the energy.
Yeah.
You are surrendering to the energy that is already around you there.
Right.
I'm not
just tapping in.
Exactly. You're not burning a fuel.
No.
You're surrendering to everything and bringing it through.
I can go all day on that energy.
Right.
It's like, it's just me. I'm just that, like, I don't... A lot of people are like, you know, they're super demure and beautiful here, and that's their tone, but that's not me.
Right.
I'm like that big energy because I'm going to pierce your soul with my work. You're going to understand how you can change your life, and I know that that's the gift I've been given.
Yeah.
To transform people's lives, to be the beacon of light and hope to so many people who didn't feel it before.
Right.
To people who, and they say to me when they meet me, Natasha, I've seen you on social media for the last 3 months, and I'm just captivated. Or Natasha, I've seen you on social media, and you just got me.
I know.
Like, that's it.
If you could just be more emphatic, that would help you, though. So, why don't we begin?
Please. Okay. I'm so interested.
All right. So, I'm going to go into my state of trance. And it's just a complete surrender. It's like literally a controlled narcolepsy. And Red Eagle will come through and he'll say and talk about whatever it is he wants to talk about. I don't know what he's going to talk about.
Wow.
Okay. I'm asking if he would like to talk about rebirth and you guys can just relax. It's going to only take a few moments for me. Usually this is a drawn out, longer meditation, but for the sake of time, I'm just going to go in. And all I ask is that everybody who's watching, take a moment. And if you want to use this opportunity to connect to your own spirit guides, use it, because you're watching for a reason. I mean, the universe led you to this moment. It's not about me. It's not about Natasha. Every moment is about you, okay? So thank you for being open and just seeing where this goes. All right. Close your eyes. Surround yourself with light. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out. Like that. That's really good. Okay. And just give me a few moments and Red Eagle's around and he'll come through. Thank you. Thank you. Hello. I'm Red Eagle. You cannot talk about birth without talking about the death. But you are trained to fear death. And then you learn to fear life. So you grow up, you are fearing death. You are fearing life. Then you say, I try to be present. What are you being present to? You say, the moment. I don't want to miss the moment. But the foundation of your existence becomes that you're afraid to truly live. You're afraid to die. Some say, no, I wish it was over. I want to die, actually. I am so tired of trying to live the way that I want, where I can be free, that I would rather not be here. So you begin to check out. But we remind you that when you check out, you're checking in someplace else. So you check out of here. You're checking in somewhere else. What about when you say, I am numb now, I'm becoming to be numb? Numb is a feeling. It is a feeling. You say, I feel numb. You pretend not to feel anything, but now you have gone into judgment. So you have become so covered with this thick layer of concrete. You say, I don't really feel it. Touch me, but I don't really feel it. But now you're still judging, you see. You're still saying, that was good and that was bad. I don't feel it, but I know what is good. I know what is bad. She is good. He is bad. They are wrong. They are right. So now you have become more of a machine with a machine heart covered in layers of metal and steel rusted over. And you're watching the world go by. and you have your opinions because you say, here's the evidence. Those people are wrong. Those people are doing this. That is harming people. You have very strong opinions. They start to become rigid. But the people that you disagree with, they are also disagreeing with you. They believe that they are right. You believe you are right. And so you're fighting for the resources in the world. That is the basis of your wars. Look at where you have these battles. There's always a source of energy, usually. Now it is oil. So you fight in the lands where there is a potentiality of energy to be used by the planet. That is a resource. So the whole world wants more energy. Why do you take care of yourself, eat the right foods, try to have the right mind? Because you need more energy, so energy is very valuable. You're creating technologies on your planet. Oh, this car does not use the same fuel, so now that is more valuable because how you source your energy is the most valuable thing on the planet. How you use your energy is the most important thing in your life. But think about your life. How were you born? You came from somewhere. You have an idea of where you come from. You have your own beliefs about it. Some of you believe in a source God. That is with whatever religion you were born in. Others find their spiritual path. Others say there is no God, so they are atheists. But atheism becomes their God. Atheism is their religion. One atheist will want to be friends with another atheist. Oh, we got a good idea. Why don't you form an atheist church? That would be good. Mm-hmm. What a humor that would be. Let us get together. Pick a day of the week. How about Wednesday? We'll all get together and talk about how there is no God. We will share a drink. Maybe we will sing songs too. Why don't we have a podium every week? Somebody will lead the talk about how there is no God. Because we don't believe in church and religion. Look what happens, you see. Mm-hmm. It is because human beings by nature are religious. Let us explain it to you. That does not mean that they have to have a traditional religion. They have to have a belief system. Even when they say, I have no belief system, that is also a system. So you say, what do you mean religion? You go to a concert. What are people doing in the concert? Arms raised like that. So music is their religion. Rock and roll, hip hop, dance music, everything. Any kind of music you like where your spirit is raised, that is spiritual music. You say, I only listen to spiritual music. Everybody only listens to spiritual music because it affects their spirit. So the nature of a person is to want to create. You are made of creation. You were created, whatever reason or whatever source you think created you. You also want to create. Before Riz talked to you about reaction and creation, that these are a way to be more enlightened. But you see, you were born enlightened. How were you born enlightened? You were flexible in your body when you were a baby. The baby you're going to have, Natasha, she will be a natural yogi. You will take her foot and put it behind her head. She will be smiling and laughing as if nothing happened. And everybody works so hard in yoga class to be able to do that as an adult. So you are born a yogi, flexible. The body has not had memories or events happen to it as it is growing to stiffen the body. So you are born flexible in the body. You are born flexible in the mind too. You can learn many languages when you're a baby. Your mother can speak Spanish. Father can speak Chinese. Babysitter can speak Romanian. And the baby will learn all three languages. And the baby, she will know who to talk to in the right language. So her mind is flexible. The baby, she learns how to talk and how to walk just by observing the world. Oh, that is, they say, water when they do that. So she is observing that from the crib. Then you put water in the mouth. You say water for the baby. She'll learn the word water. What about the spirit? How is it flexible in the spirit? Because the babies can see spirits. Many people have said babies are in the crib, see grandma, grandpa when they are dead. They have many stories. My baby saw my grandma who had died. She described it. Who are they looking at? So the baby is connected to the higher realms of consciousness. Many babies are not even in their body completely. As they grow, the soul comes more into the body. Right now, you have a baby in your belly. The body is growing. The spirit does not live inside the belly. There is no purpose for the spirit to live in there. For example, the spirit is like a new homeowner. You live in one house, but you are building another house on the other side of town. So you will go from time to time, you know, see if the walls are solid. Huh? That is when the baby kicks. Mm-hmm. The baby is coming in to check to see, is the body being built right? Mm-hmm. The soul has no purpose to live inside another body. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to play music, point the speaker at the belly. The spirit of the baby is here, is right here next to you. Mm. She has lived many, many lifetimes already. She is not some tiny little being that does not understand reality. Mm-hmm. That soul has chosen to come. Mm. You chose to come. Everybody chose to come with certain things set in place. Earth is a school. And so you're going to choose the courses just like you chose university. Interesting, you have the word universe in the word university. Mm. You could have called it something else. You use the word universe. That is interesting. So you choose your parents. You choose the body. Mm-hmm. Whatever you do with your parents, whatever you do with your body after, that is up to you. But you chose the form you came in. Mm. You want to change it? Fine. Change your parents? You can do that. You can divorce your parents. Get other parents. Now everybody is doing everything with their identities. So what? Observe it. It is going to be, it is evolution happening in some way. You're not need to worry about it. You're not going to be here in 50, 100 years anyway. This will be their planet then. You will be in other dimensions. The souls that come to a planet, this is important because all of you are fighting right now about who belong here, who is normal, who is not normal. You are not going to be here forever, and there's a reason for that. Your soul has to journey. You as a soul have to journey to the next dimensions where you are needed, where you will be focused. Right now, you are focused here. So you're going to talk and fight about what you think is right and wrong. You have lived many lifetimes in many different avatars, many different colors, many different religions, many different personalities. You are not the same personality you were 200 years ago in a past life. You are the same soul. But you are going to express yourself with a personality that you chose, be very careful here, is the curriculum for Earth School. So you choose it. Certain events, certain people are going to be the catalyst. Now what is the purpose? The purpose is creation. The purpose is oneness. Mm. A person says, I feel one, I feel all alone. We say, not one with yourself, one with everything, no separation. You see this word, alone. It is a sad meaning now. I fight alone, I walk alone, I stand alone. It is combative. It is also sad. I am alone. It originally come from a very spiritual, profound, enlightened place called, two words called all one.
Wow.
That became alone. Now, if a person is sitting somewhere by themselves and you walk up to them and you say, how are you? They say, I am alone. Another person sitting next to them, you say, how are you? They say, I am all one. Mm. Who do you want to talk to? Who is the person that you feel is more at peace? Let us put it that way. Certainly the person who says, I am all one. So everything is to become in oneness. The fighting is to achieve oneness. That does not mean that they have to think like you, mm-hmm. agree with what you agree with. You can all like different things, but you are on planet Earth trying to find a way to live together. That is clear. Mm. It is clear 2,000 years ago, 5,000, 10,000, it is clear now. So you're going to have peace, or you're going to say, I have to be sane in chaos. Hey, depends. If you want true happiness, you're not going to say, I am peaceful even though there is chaos. You will have some way to live through it, but you're not going to actually feel safe and abundant and robust, vital. No, you will survive. I am peaceful, everything else is chaos. Or you can say, I am observing and watching evolution happening, and I'm very curious and interested in the discussion. It takes a lot more words, but will be very better for you because you are showing flexibility mm-hmm. and you're not resisting what is happening. You see, resisting what is happening and disagreeing with it are two different things. You can disagree with it, but see, if you resist it, then you are ignoring the natural laws of reality, which is change. So either good for you or not good for you, you're not going to be here forever anyway to see the result. You say, I want this for my grandchildren. Do you care what your great-great-grandparents wanted for you? Not really. You could respect it a little bit, but it does not hit you the same way. Mm-hmm. Most people do not have any connection to that. They say, how could they understand the world that I am creating? So you are at a very powerful point in time right now, more than ever, and here is why. Because your world is more connected than ever through your technologies. I want to say something to you about this enlightenment that everybody seeks. You call us spirit guides. That is fine. Your spirit, what you are, is love. If you decide you are something else other than love, you will have to work with it. But with love, you don't have to work with it because you already are love. The reason you want love or the reason you feel there's a lack of love is because that is your natural state of grace, is love. When you feel love, you feel grace. You love the French fry like you're talking. In the moment, you feel grace. You say, well, God made this French fry so good. It is heavenly. Don't you say it is heavenly? You eat something. Why you say heaven? Why don't you just say it is great? Because that idea of heaven, bliss, perfection, it means that there is nothing but this positive, loving life force. So you are doing that. If you have questions, we're happy to answer.
Oh my gosh, this is so amazing. Do we reincarnate multiple times or is there a stop?
So, remember something. You are talking about multidimensional life. What does that mean? To put it simply, there is only one reality happening, and that is called the now. You say, but I know yesterday was yesterday. For functioning on planet Earth, you have to abide by nature. The sun goes down, the sun comes up, you call it a day. Remember something, you created time as people. Mm-hmm. You said when the sun goes up and the sun comes down, that will be one day. You could have said that is 3 days. Mm-hmm. It was up to you. You say, when we go around the sun one time, we will call that a year. You could have said it was one day. Mm. You created the words to describe it. You could have said, that we're going to call one day, once around the sun. All right. So the concept of time is very much locked into the words you're using because you don't know how to refer to something that you feel happened versus something that has not happened. So you say that is the past, happened, the future has not happened. And that is how you organize your reality. Time on Earth is a way to organize your reality. Mm-hmm. You cannot conceive completely of certain concepts. We will give you an example. If we say to you, your human eye can only see colors that are in the spectrum of light that the human eye can see. You say, that I know. Mm-hmm. We say, what about sound? You say, yeah, the dog whistle, dog can hear the dog whistle, I cannot, I understand. Body is limited in its receptivity, physically. Mm-hmm. What have we told you? There are colors that exist that you have never seen, and these colors are not similar mm-hmm. in any way to any color that you have ever seen before. How would you wrap your mind around it? Even now, you would have to slow down. In this moment, you would have to slow down and think about what we said. Try to think of a color that does not look like any color you have ever seen. You say, well, that is the impossible. That is like a riddle. We say, yeah, you're right. It is like a riddle. But what if it was true? You will accept it in sound. There are frequencies you cannot hear. Mm-hmm. But it is very hard to visualize something you cannot. Mm-hmm. By the same token, it is difficult to say to a person who is time-based, meaning all of your reality is time-based, to say there is no time. There's only the now. You say, but I know that that happened yesterday. We say, that is your time based again. You say, well, I know that at this moment I am not eating an apple. I was eating an apple. Now that is where the distinction comes.
Wow.
With past lives. We would like to tell you that all of your past lives are happening right now. And what you experience as deja vu, that is kind of a bleed through.
Mm.
It is as if you have 50 movies playing in the multiplex movie,
mm-hmm.
all starting at 2 o'clock. Now you walk in, they're all playing.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be focused in a certain theater to watch one movie.
Mm-hmm.
That is what you're doing in life right now. You are watching one movie. Now next door, there might be a very similar movie.
Wow.
That is another dimension. In this room, in the room that people are in right now watching your show, there are dimensions. Their loved ones are on what they call the other side. It does not mean that the other side is somewhere far in the galaxy, somewhere behind Jupiter or Neptune. That is not where your loved ones are. Dimension is right here and now. The dimension that you enter into when you fall asleep, that is the dream dimension. But you're experiencing reality. You feel pain, you feel pleasure, sadness, fear, anger, regret. You feel it all in the dream, don't
mm-hmm.
you?
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you woken up from a dream that was so real and you say out loud or to your partner, you say, I cannot believe that was a dream.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you done that to
your
partner? All right then. Now you're an intelligent person. You know it was a dream, yet you kept falling for the same experience. So you woke up, you knew it was a dream, but it
mm-hmm.
was so real. So now I know it is a dream. But again, you did it. And the next night you did it. And the next year you did it. Your whole life you have been having dreams where you say, I cannot believe that was a dream.
Mm-hmm.
I was just there. And now you're here. That is what your life will be like also when you die. You will say, now I am here. There's grandma, there is the dog you had when you were little, there's the teachers, there's people you have not even known before. Then you look back a little bit, you see your life here.
Wow.
So that is dimensions. You enter into them every time you sleep. You're exploring other dimensions. Now, in those dimensions, you meet the multidimensional self of another person. Natasha, you have had dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have a dream, then you tell your friend the next day, hey, you were in my dream, but you were not you. And we were in my mother's
yep.
house, but it was not my mother's house. But it was.
Mm-hmm.
That is the multidimensional experience.
Right.
So that you have your own proof. Haven't you ever wondered why? How did that happen? I was me, but not me. I was in my house, but not my house.
Yeah.
All right. So this sense in all of you has not been encouraged. Modern times, they have told you to suppress this sixth
mm-hmm.
sense. Everybody has it.
Hmm.
Some stronger than others.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a certain sense stronger than others.
Mm-hmm.
Some can taste. What you're tasting right now, someone may also taste and say, I don't like it. What is happening? What do you mean I don't like it? She finds it to be tasting very good. You say, well, that is just their taste. Their receptors and their references are different. Have you not liked the food now that you did not like when you were a child?
Mm-hmm.
And the reverse is true. As you grow, as you change, as you evolve, that which you allow into your space
mm-hmm.
as pleasant changes. But now the wise person says, I will try anything twice, not once. You don't say, I will try anything
yeah.
once. Try it twice, because the first time there's too much of a shocking reaction. You're not getting to understand it. Just like certain people who have become close to you, at first you did not like them. Hasn't that happened?
Yeah, many times.
The person you don't like, suddenly 6 months later, best friend. And reverse is true too. Like them at first, don't like them later. Now the enlightened person is experiencing enlightenment in the moment. It is the choice you make in the moment. It's not you're suddenly enlightened.
Right.
Because it is always evolving. So you're going to, in the moment, have a new way of experiencing reality.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, no blame, no victimhood. Every single thing that has ever happened to you was not only for you, but designed by you. Yes, even that painful thing, and yes, even that painful thing. Because if you don't believe that, what is going to happen to you? You go right back into the victim of circumstances
mm-hmm.
rather than the creator of opportunity. And that is what you're here to do. That is what you're here to do. And now we want to say a little message for you. You are now experiencing, you have a few months left, a conscious pregnancy. Before, you were not as conscious when you had baby. Now, you are more conscious. Mm-hmm. Allow yourself time by the water. You must place these feet in the water. You keep putting it off, we say. So you have to, you know, roll up the pants to the knees, mm-hmm. and let the salt water of this wonderful city be there and breathe in that air. Mm. Very important for you. Even if it is cold, still very good for you. Mm. Hold the sand in your hands.
My favorite.
Good. Your guides want you to know that. It will be very important for you.
Wow. Feeling the earth?
Yep. For some people, it is the forest. Some people, it is the city. For you, it is the sand and the water.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
How do you, when, as this is the law of attraction, I'm so grateful that you've come through, Riz. My question is, how do we, they say to snap, which is what we do, we snap into the frequency of the thing we want to manifest, the goal. How do you see it as now, making it now, because you believe that all the dimensions...
When you use the word snap, it can be interpreted in many ways. For some people, you say they snap into reality when a car is about to hit them and somebody pulled them out of the way. Mm. Suddenly they say, oh, I'm so thankful for life, mm-hmm. because I almost died. So they snap. But you see, again, that is a reaction that has to turn into creation, because many times you have been saved, your life has been saved, you did not even know it. Every day you are being reborn, you have said your cells are changing every 7 years. All right, then, why do you still have the same aches and pains? Then if all these cells have regenerated, why is it still there? Now they say, well, now it is your DNA. They're always going to find something physical to explain. Mm-hmm. But we want to also help you with the spiritual component, mm-hmm. of why the body experiences something. And it has to do with this realization. This snapping is a click that happens inside of yourself. Something clicked and I changed. For some people, it is a long, slow burn. They have to suffer and suffer and suffer and suffer. It is little clicks along the way. And then sometimes it is a subtle click. The last one could be very tiny. Many people have made big decisions over a tiny move somebody made that they did not like anymore. They say it was a number of things, and that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Not the boulder, but the straw. Mm-hmm. So it is because you, all of you, are very sensitive beings, but your power has been lost, unaccessed, mm-hmm. because you began to see your sensitivity as a burden rather than a strength. And that is because how to redirect it. Now, when you're talking about manifesting, you begin with affirmations. You begin to see it the way you would like to see it. Yes, 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 yes. As you are doing that, you must address the core beliefs. If you can use the power of law of attraction to address core beliefs, what is a core belief? Life is hard. All right, you can start with that. What would it take to say life is easy? Probably it would take a long, many number of years, you to get everything you want very easily. Now you will say life is easy. What if we were to tell you happiness is a choice? What if you told little kids and taught them that they can choose to be happy no matter what happens around them? Mm-hmm. Remember, you choose happiness, because you can sit at the party while everybody's celebrating and you can be sad. Mm-hmm. Even if the party is your own honor, they are here to celebrate you, and you are sad, they are happy. Wow. There have been many people who are watching right now who have gone to a funeral, and everybody is crying, and maybe that person is more philosophical. Mm-hmm. They're saying, you know, it is all right. I understand this. I'm grateful. Another person rolling on the ground in fear, in anger, in sadness. Now, when you are manifesting, you have to look at what are the core beliefs you are working with. You have to address them. You have to say, oh, I just believe it. Life is hard. I believe it is harder for this type of person. And all of these things can be kind of in your way. So that is, you say, well, how do I change them? We said, it's going to take you a long time to change them. Here is our advice to you. When you have surrendered, mm-hmm. it is almost as if you have nothing more left to lose. Mm-hmm. The surrender that word has been dragged through the mud by your teachers, because surrendering is for the army that loses, for the team that lost the game. They surrendered. Mm-hmm. But what about surrendering to seeing love and magic in all situations? Mm-hmm. What about surrendering to an embrace? How many times have people tried to hug you, you people who are watching right now? So you are angry at somebody, then they try to come and apologize to you. So they put their arms around you to say, I'm sorry. But you are not receiving the hug, mm-hmm. because you are still there. So you do not feel any love from the hug. You feel like iron. You are stoic. Then they have to talk to you and talk to you and talk to you and affirm and say to you things that are going to stir you. Mm-hmm. Suddenly you start to forgive them. And what happens? The energy, the force field begins to dissipate, mm-hmm. and you start to feel the embrace, don't you? Mm-hmm. And you say, all right, I accept. I love you too. Then you can have enjoy the rest of the day together. Now that is the same with life. You have to surrender. Life is trying to embrace you. Mm-hmm. So surrender is your greatest victory. And that is what we will leave you with. Bless you.
Thank you.
Be well.
Amazing. That was so fascinating.
It's fascinating. It's
you still literally fascinating. Like you can like you don't you can see a different person.
Yeah, it's I've heard people say that, you know, it's sometimes it's maybe it's a little difficult sometimes on like on video for people to see, but when you're in person, the energy in the room completely shifts.
Did you guys feel that? Shifts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like your eyes are a completely different it's like the soul of Red Eagle is speaking through you and there so prominently that yeah. Riz totally disappears.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like your entire eyes, your demeanor.
Everything changes, you know, and I'm more of a soft spoken person, and I noticed that the demeanor of all the guides are different, and I have like different guides that I've channeled on my YouTube channel, but I feel that it is the more, like he's talked about surrender. Like I usually remember about 15% mm-hmm. of what's channeled. Mm-hmm. Now, what Red Eagle also does, he gives personal messages. So for years, we ran our healing center out of our house wow. here in LA, and we had circles 2 or 3 times a week. So wow. thousands of people here in LA have seen Red Eagle. I mean, thousands.
Wow.
He's named books, babies, movies. I don't know. Maybe he's named streets. I don't even know. Gosh, at this point.
Incredible.
So many things. So I always say to people, it's so out there to people who haven't seen channeling. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of people who are into channeling, and they're just like right here with me. They're like, yeah, come on, Red Eagle. They're like, let's go, more guides, let's go. It's a lot of people into channeling. They just don't talk about it. Because if you watch like YouTube, you'll see it, right? But what I find so amazing is that, and so important, is that even if a person doesn't believe in channeling or spirit guides, even if you don't, I certainly do, I think you're wise if you listen to anything, whether it's through me as a channel or through you or through a fortune cookie or if a sign goes by on a truck, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. that there's always a message for you somewhere. And that if you drop in, if you just relax mm-hmm. and you say, let me see if in this moment the universe is speaking to me, mm-hmm. it will come through one of those things. And so you're wise to just receive a message if you don't even believe in channeling. There's things in certain religions that I don't follow that I go, that's true.
Wow.
Right? I'm like, I'm not into that religion, but that one thing that
I know I agree with that.
I'm like, that is right on. I feel that.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree with that.
So that's how I say with people who don't either believe in channeling or spirit guides or don't want to or whatever it may be. Listen, you know, you cannot live your life by other people's beliefs, guys. You have to like be open and you have to live by your own, but you also have to be fed by things.
Yes.
We're here to take this stuff in. Thank you for allowing me.
Mind blowing. Are you kidding? Thank you. That was amazing. I am fascinated, and I think everybody watching is going to be so fascinated by it too. I will put all of Riz's handles below so you can follow YouTube, Instagram, and so on and connect. This has been such an interesting show. I'm like, I was so there with you. It was like a trance state for me too. And now I'm like, which is so beautiful. And I'm like, as soon as Riz came back, so did I.
Yes.
So that
yes.
was really interesting.
Especially you're sitting at this distance and
yeah.
you start to go into that vibration.
Yeah.
It's like if someone's playing a cello, you'd feel the vibration.
Yeah, so you're in that. It's almost like you go into this zone of another dimension, like you're in it, you just stuck in it in a good way because you're with this being
yeah.
that's like giving you the most amazing wisdom. I think there was a lot in there for everyone listening as well.
Thank you. I'm glad to share.
So yeah, it was so beautiful. Thank you so much for coming today. We are so grateful. Wow. You and your family are wonderful. And thank you for being here. And obviously somebody probably has met Red Eagle already in person. So
yeah.
You just got to experience that again. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. Thank you for coming, Riz. And we'll see you again next week.